Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, Larry Benarowitz gave me a book to read titled, I Heard God Laugh. It's written by Matthew Kelly. And I want to begin my service with a quote from that book. We assume that we know God. We also assume that what we believe about God is true. And often, it is not. The only thing worse than not knowing God is knowing and believing things about God that aren't true. These are worse than not knowing God at all, because they often prevent us from really getting to know God. So let me ask you a question this morning. What is God to you? Have you ever stopped and really thought about that? Or maybe I should say, who is God to you? Well, without question, my friends, the psalmist who penned Psalm 84, verse 11, that person had a deep relationship with God. That person knew what or who God was. I love this verse. Jenny read it for you just a few minutes ago, but please listen to this verse once again. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. In just that short verse of scripture, I think we're told enough about who God is or what God does that it should make us want to shout out in praise and adoration. Because in this verse, I see something about the protection of God, and I see something about the promise of God. God is a sun who guides us through darkness. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10 says, who among you fears the Lord, who obeys the voice of his servant, who walks in the darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Whether you're walking in an emotional darkness, a financial darkness, a spiritual darkness, or an intellectual darkness, God is a sun. God's light will guide you to truth, to comfort, to joy, and yes, even to peace. We need to understand something about God's guiding light. God's guiding light is given in proportion to one's absolute trust. So our faith really does matter. Have you ever seen a miner's hat? You know, the one with the lamp in front. When a miner is down in that mine in the dark, that light shines somewhere around 25 feet out in front of it. Now, when he gets down there, if he says to himself, I'm not going to take another step until I can see the end of the tunnel, then that miner would never take another step. Unless the miner walks in the light he already has, he will never receive more light. But as the miner walks in the light, he will find that the light moving out in front of him. And the more he walks in faith, the more guiding light he has. I think that's an excellent way to describe what I'm trying to say this morning. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God's word is God's guiding light. If you will read that word, believe that word, obey that word, I'm telling you right here and now, you will have enough light to penetrate any darkness. As a matter of fact, God's word contains God's plan for your life. And yes, my friends, God does have a plan for your life. Recently, I discovered this short verse. If God can plant a universe and spin Earth's globe in peace, in place, direct its path, control its course with legal rule and grace, God surely planned the path of life so we won't be alone. Yes, God directs and charts life's course across the vast unknown. Not only does God guide us, God guards us. He's not only a sun, God is a shield. God protects us. God puts his Holy Spirit within us. That's why Paul could say in his second letter to Timothy, chapter 4, verse 18, "And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom." No matter what fear you face, what foe you fight, God's grace can enable you to overcome it. I'm reminded of the story of a Texan who was in Canada. He'd gone there to see Niagara Falls. Obviously, this must have been before COVID. On the way, he met up with a Canadian, and they began to talk about where they lived. Every time the Canadian talked about Canada and said something wonderful about Canada, the Texan would say, "Yes, but it's bigger in Texas." Well, the Canadian finally got a belly full of it. When they got to the Niagara Falls, they were standing there overlooking the magnificent scene of that water cascading over those cliffs. And the Canadian turned to the Texan and said, "I bet you don't have anything like that in Texas." To which the Texan said, "No, but we've got plumbers big enough to fix it." Any problem you have, any problem, my friend, the grace of God is big enough to fix it. Before I conclude this morning, I want to say a word about the next sentence in that scripture. "No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly." This is God's promise to us. Nothing that is good for you will be withheld from you. Psalm 34, chapter 34, verse 10 says, "Those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." The only thing that can withhold the goodness of God from our lives is our sin. If you love God, if you live for God, you will be surrounded by God's goodness. It may not be on our time plan. It may not be within our calendar. But God will never abandon us. We are living in a world full of darkness, fraught with danger, oozing with disappointment, radiating despair. But if Psalm chapter 84, verse 11 is true, and I believe with all my heart that it is, then so are the words of the famous English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon, who said, "Have faith in God. God cannot, God will not fail you." Have faith in God. God cannot, God will not fail you. That is guaranteed because of the protection we enjoy and the promise that we've been offered. So what or who is God? God is our sun and God is our shield. God will never abandon us. No matter how far we fall or how badly we fail. And when we remain faithful, even though we are sinful beings, we know God's promise is eternal. Amen.